I think it's Kaya's day for an intro.
Yeah, hey, welcome back to episode 218 something. Charlie, where were you? We missed you.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
We really started without you.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
You made us feel lonely and unwanted.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I thought today was Saturday.
You know, even though you're often late, you're, as far as I remember, you're still also the only one of us who's been there for every mainline episode, at least.
Yeah.
That's fucking right, baby.
I think somebody on IMDb is actually keeping track of that. We have IMDb credits for the podcast, which is that is sweet that somebody did that for us.
Shopping around to Hollywood agents when we're ready to break into that.
Well, that's what I like to hear.
Did you dream, Charlie?
What's up?
Did you dream?
I don't remember.
Oh, I was hoping since it's so fresh in your mind still. All right, I guess we're desperate. Jackson, hit us with your topic that you were just killing yourself to tell us about.
Did you guys hear Larry King died?
Whoa, yeah.
I know. I know we're all big fans of Larry King around here, so the mood is a bit low on the official podcast at the moment. Because,
I didn't even want to do the episode. I woke up and heard the news and just crumbled. I fucking fell to my floor, shaking, sobbing.
Crying,
weeping, if you will.
I felt bad because part of me was like, damn, I really loved Larry King. But also the other part of me was like, thank God I have a topic this week. Thank you, Larry, for taking one for the team.
It's not really a topic.
No, it is a topic.
Well, it is, how dare you? How dare you piss on Larry's grave? That man's a topic.
What do you guys think?
No, you go first. I've just got a fun fact lined up about Larry King.
He's 200 years old? What are you going to fun fact about that skeleton?
You'll find out. But continue, please.
I forgot what I was going to say. I guess, what do you guys think are going to be the first tweets when people find out we died? If we're still relevant at all?
Who? Yeah, it's just gonna be my family members going, who was that?
Are they
not even family care?
Yeah. So is your mom gonna log into your Twitter account like famous people's spouses and such always do? We request to inform you that Jackson passed away in his sleep last night, when in reality it probably was autoerotic asphyxiation or whatever the fuck you're into.
Yeah, no, she'll just announce my death via the most relevant pornographic meme she can find. She'll post that in all the newspapers. It's how Jackson would have wanted to go out. But my fun fact was, did you guys know that Larry King has been married 8 times? How do you marry that many times?
And his newest wife is young as fuck, I think. Even though he's an ancient skeleton.
Well, he's dead.
Well, that's how...
Well, was an ancient skeleton.
He literally was 800 years old, so that's a lot of lifetimes.
He died at 87. That's not even that old.
Yeah, and his wife was 61. Comparatively,
it's old, but it's not like having 9 marriages old. He had a different marriage for each decade. That's crazy.
How young was the youngest?
I don't know. I didn't look that deep into it. I just think it's fascinating that you can get married 8 times and still want to get married, I guess. Surely after maybe the 4th one.
Well, Jackson.
This kind of sucks.
If at first you don't succeed, try again, Jackson.
He did. He married the same one twice.
Fuck yeah, he did. He loved that slash. He couldn't really resist.
Cool. Yeah. 8 times the charm.
Maybe he was just going for the record or something. But most of the marriages, just to fill out the fun fact, most of the marriages only lasted a maximum of 3 years, apart from the most recent one, which stuck around for a whole 20 years.
Oh.
So that's cool.
That is cool.
He finally found the one.
I guess he did die a married man. That's nice, I suppose. Not for her, but...
Technically, he died a super married man. Well, anyway, to Larry King's family and 8 wives, we're very sorry for your loss.
Sorry, I have no comment or content. Like, yeah, he was not someone I hated, so I don't have sound effects this time.
I think he just kind of existed to all of us.
Yeah, no, what did he do? Who is he?
He's a late night talk show host and interviewer who's been doing that for like 30 fucking years or something.
Was he nice, Andrew?
He was old for as long as I was alive.
Yeah, he's been old for a really long time.
Yeah, so...
Sometimes, like,
so you weren't surprised when you got the news?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I buckled. I went, not the Kingster. Oh, God. My day was ruined. I sat in a robe and just drank hot cocoa to feel better. That was all I could do.
Oh.
Yeah.
With like a thermal blanket over you, like a survivor.
Anytime anyone talked to me, I just went, Larry, Larry, Larry.
Hey, we talked about that Horned cosplayer that like was in the Capitol siege, the cosplay siege, right? You guys remember he demanded organic food. So the judge apparently agreed and wants to give him organic food now.
Ah,
that's nice.
That's good. Yeah.
He also said that he was duped into invading the Capitol.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So how do you have this whole persona of you're a big badass butch man with like tattoos and horns and, you know, well, America Trump, I'm not like the fucking soy drinking liptards. And then you go on a hunger strike and you hold your breath unless they give you, you know, soy double whipped lattes in prison.
He's taking the power back. He's got control now. He got what he wanted. Well, apart from the jail time and such, he got food that he wanted, I guess. But,
But like the, doesn't that go against the whole personality? It's just a weird clash to just care that much about eating organic food.
I think once you're in prison and like the fact that you're probably going to be in prison for a while is sobering you up, I think you have like post-nut clarification. You realize, shit, I've got to say whatever the fuck I can to minimize my jail time here.
Oh, wait, so, we're being fact-checked by the chat.
What happened?
He went on Shaman Jake and... And Jelly has not been granted organic diet by judge, court says. So they had to... like that the court had to correct the record. Shit. Damn it.
Kaya, you're spreading actual misinformation.
I know. Sorry. Damn it. Okay. So I guess I should correct our other claims, too, that we made over the course of 200 episodes. Trump is not in fact sent by God to destroy a pedophile cabal. QAnon is bullshit. Sorry. We misled you. My condolences and apologies.
It sucks being wrong. So how does it feel, Kaya?
Yeah, what would you do knowing that you're wrong?
It doesn't
now
happen often, does it? I hate it.
Never.
Kaya, when you are presented with facts and reasons that you are not right. So when you're confronted with the truth that you are not correct in a given situation, what is your reaction? Do you stick by your opinion?
Oh, it depends on the situation. Like,
how stubborn?
Stubborn, but you know, again, it depends on the situation. If I'm arguing with a friend, sometimes I have this asshole thing that I do where even when I know I'm wrong. And I would usually not have a problem apologizing or saying that I'm wrong and the argument there. I do this shit where just for my own amusements, I dig my heels in just to argue more, just to troll the person that I'm arguing with. So I'll take positions that I don't even believe. Like I'll be, I don't know, like if I'm arguing with a super pro-life person, I'll argue the shit out of abortion just to fucking get a rise out of them. No point. I don't even believe in it. And just, sometimes it's just fun. And then I have to, of course, pick up the pieces later on, like days or months later, down the line when they accuse me of having opinions that I don't have. And I'm like, oh, that argument. Yeah, I remember that. Dude, I was fucking with you. I don't actually believe that.
So do you argue for the challenge of it? Like you want to convince them of something you don't believe in? Because obviously, if you don't believe in something, it's going to be more challenging convincing someone to believe in it. Is it like the challenge aspect?
At some level, know that feeling when somebody's really, really invested in an opinion that they have, so they get really riled up arguing with you, and just funny.
No, couldn't possibly know that. I hold no
sometimes
opinions.
Sometimes it's funny. Like well, I mean, that's the best course of action. Sometimes they give you shit for that, too.
I'll conform to anything.
That can't be true. I'm sure you and I could find something to argue about for hours and hours.
All right, do it right now.
Yeah, I refuse. Why don't you guys argue right now?
Yeah, argue over something.
Prove it.
Tell me a belief you have, Jackson.
I said I don't have any beliefs. I don't conform to anything.
All right, Kaya, show him why he needs to have beliefs.
Yeah, it is actually kind of conformist because that is rooted in you just not wanting to offend anybody. So you just have no opinions. You're like SpongeBob in that episode where he lost all his clothes and he was just squeaky smooth.
You won't get any argument out of me there, Kyle. I agree.
This is going great.
You're doing a really good job, Kyle. I can feel him bending.
Yeah.
No, okay, look, I didn't say I was good at arguing or good at arguing with literally anybody. I'm just saying that when I find somebody who is, you know, gets upset by arguing, I sometimes just do it because it's funny to me.
I really have to be in the mood to argue. I usually just don't care enough about anything to warrant the time invested in arguing with someone about something. I just don't care.
Makes sense.
It has to be something, someone you care about I get that, you know. None of us, I don't think, are on Twitter arguing with random strangers and shit, but people in your life, it can be fun.
No, I just slowly remove them from my life.
Asshole. So what, I'm one argument away from us not talking?
Yeah, watch out, Kaya.
All right, people really wanted us to take a racism test. Do you guys wanna? Charlie, you missed it, but people wanted us to find out who the most racist is out of us.
All right.
Yeah.
I wanna throw your hat in the ring.
Not really. I'm down to do whatever you guys want.
I'll pass. Yeah. I mean, I know I'm not racist, but I think it makes for a good episode.
I also don't think so either.
Yeah. I can't wait spend 30 minutes taking it and then go, well, here's what I got.
Can we take a Larry King appreciation test instead?
Yeah. Oh, I'm Googling that right now. How much do you love Larry King?
There has to be a BuzzFeed article where if you can,
sorry, Chad,
if you can
I tried.
Quote every line from B-movie of Larry King's, then you get the Larry King award.
The only relevant thing I got from Googling how much do you love Larry King is an article on how rich he is.
How rich is he?
How rich is I wouldn't think he has any money since he's going to pay fucking alimony to 8 bitches.
Well, he has no net worth now because he's dead, but let's see.
Not true.
Wait, what happens when you die with your money?
Obviously it goes to like
inheritance. It's called a will, Jackson.
Yeah. So what, you genuinely do have no money once you're dead? Like, it just, you don't have a net worth?
Well, yeah, you're dead. Unless you, like, kinda get buried with it like a pharaoh.
Can you specify in your will that you want to keep your money for yourself? Like, is there at all any process for keeping your money?
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. That's a good question. If Jeff Bezos died, I mean, if that man sold all of his shares or like dumped them, that company would go belly up immediately. That would ruin the economy in like one fell swoop. But like, would it be legal for him to do that in his will? Just like, hey, delete my net worth.
I don't know about deleting your net worth, but I don't think you can like immediately sell all your Amazon shares like that anyway.
Larry King was worth $50 million, by the way.
That's pretty good. He had a good run.
That's pretty good.
He did. He did. Good thing he keeps it all when he goes to the kingdom of heaven, and now he can show how powerful and wealthy he is there.
That would suck if society was just like that in heaven, too. You arrive and you still keep your net worth. Like a super nice but homeless person is still homeless in heaven. He has to watch all the other angels in their Ferraris and houses. That would suck ass. You're in heaven, but you're still dumpster diving.
How would you guys feel if it was confirmed, actually fact, scientifically proven, that heaven is real, but it has a $100 million entry fee?
Oh, that would suck.
I'd say that's how it should be.
How much like Elysium?
Hell is free.
Oh man.
I'll tell you what I do. I jack our Patreon prices up. Time to make some money. Make some hay while the sun's shining, you know?
God, that would literally ruin my life. I would spend the rest of my waking moments trying to earn every single dollar that I could at all times throughout the day. That's it.
What? Only eternity.
Exactly.
Jesus is just the Jeff Bezos of heaven. He's making money off of people arriving at the pearly gates, selling tickets.
Well, everything is available in the kingdom of heaven, Kaya, so you're not wrong. Come on.
What about multivitamins, Andrew? Are they available in heaven?
If
they better be.
I died and went to heaven, I need to tell you that ritual vitamins would be there. They'd be the first thing I see. When I walk up to the pearly gates, I'm going to look at St. Pete, and he's going to go, "Hey, Andrew," we're going to high five. And I'm going to see his little like snack tray that he keeps out for everyone that he has to judge. And I'm going to go, "Do those happen to contain ritual vitamins?" And he's going to go, "Of course they do." And I'm going to say, "Do those happen to contain sugars, GMOs, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants?" And he's going to say, "Of course they don't. They're ritual vitamins."
They better not.
And then he's going to lean forward and he's going to look around. And he's going to whisper in my ear and he's going to go, "Ritual isn't your typical multivitamin. It's clean, vegan-friendly formulas made with key nutrients that form in your body. And they can be actually used with no shady extras." And then he's going to pull back and wink. And I'm going to say, "Well, you know, St. Peter, in this elaborate analogy that's totally going to happen when I die, the thing that I personally like about ritual is that you can see inside the vitamins themselves. You can literally look at whatever's been put in there. They don't have any deceptive production tactics, and there's no gunk in there. You can stare at it for hours and hours." And he's going to go, "That's right, Andrew. And I've decided that my judgment for you decrees that ritual vitamins will be made traceable. So you'll always know where your nutrients come thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. And also, you might be a strapping man with big strength and huge arms, and I'll say thanks, St. Peter." And he'll say, "But also, they're available for women and teens. And Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different stages of life. And I'll remember in my lifetime, while I was still roaming the earth looking for a reason to consume multivitamins, that I could get them at 10% off. And doing that during my first 3 months, continue to get that 10% off by visiting ritual.com/official. And I'll say, "Well, 10% off for my first 3 months, that is a damn good reason to start taking multivitamins. I deserve to know what's in them, and I will with Ritual." You can start Ritual at ritual.com/official for 10% off your first 3 months today. Thank you, St. Peter.
Thanks, St. Peter.
Thank you.
It's good for you.
Which angel was the patron saint of money? Not like Larry David, but which angel? One of them was like supposed
Larry
to be
Larry David.
Are you saying Larry David isn't an angel? You son of a bitch.
Do you mean Larry King? Who the fuck is Larry David?
Larry King. Sorry, I immediately forgot his name.
If Larry David dies, I'll actually give a shit.
Who's Larry David?
He's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I heard that guy's a dick, actually, from what I've heard.
His character on the show is not that much of an exaggeration.
I've never heard anything really about him.
Charlie, to answer your...
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, to answer your question, Charlie, St. Matthew the Apostle is the patron saint of money.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, is it actually one of money?
Yeah.
Financial matters.
Saint of money.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a saint of everything? Is it like the Greek gods? Like, do you get a saint of fertility, a saint of the harvest?
There's kind a saint of. For of there's a patron saint of prostitutes, Saint Nicholas, I think.
That's Santa,
I think prostitutes, sailors, something else.
Sailors.
No,
you're right. Saint Nicholas is the patron saint of prostitutes.
Wait, I thought prostitution was illegal in Christianity.
Not in Christianity. No, it's not illegal in Christianity. It's illegal in like modern laws.
But prostitution is also frowned upon in Christianity. You're not supposed to have sex until marriage.
Yeah,
it's frowned upon in literally every culture. It's not surprising, but they can still have a patron saint. It doesn't
Isn't
mean it's
there
endorsed.
A commandment against prostitution?
Yeah, the third one. Thou shalt not prostitute.
Thou's body shall belong to the Lord.
If thou'st prostitute, you fuckest up.
Why does God care so much about who we fuck?
Hang on. St. Nicholas is the patron saint of sailors, merchants, archers, repentant thieves, prostitutes, children, brewers, pawnbrokers, Jesus, multitasker, unmarried people, and students. Wow.
Yeah.
This man
is the common man. That covers 99% of the population, of course.
He wears many hats. I like that.
Very accepting man. Is this the same, like, is it Santa? Is that where Santa comes from?
I believe so.
I don't know. But I like that it's like archers, you know, sailors, but plumbers, fuck them. No, not them. I'm not the patron saint of those assholes.
It would make sense.
Well, how did you pick this?
It would make sense if Santa Claus came from some way from St. Nicholas, because number one, he's called that as well. And number two, they would both be patron saints of children in that
way.
Well,
as they've already exposed Andrew, Santa was a black Turkish man, as you will remember from the bonus episode.
Right, of course.
Yeah, so St. Nick there.
Yeah, St. Nick might be, yeah.
He looks very white. I don't know.
He was
Maybe
Roman.
That's just the propaganda.
That's just what he wants you to believe.
What would you guys be the patron saint of?
Gamers.
That's it. Come on, Charlie. That's your default answer. Give me a new one.
What the fuck else would I be the patron saint of?
A million Short things. People? Moisture.
That doesn't make any sense.
Fair.
Yeah, it does.
Condensation.
G fuel.
Yeah, this.
No,
condensating bitches.
God flooded the earth. He would absolutely beat me as the patron saint of moisture.
God beats all the saints. That's not the point.
Yeah, you're his employee as a patron saint, I think.
Yeah.
Like, he's delegating.
Do you get
like,
a wage?
God doesn't want to personally deal with prostitutes, so he hired Saint Nick, so...
I guess you can be God probably loves prostitutes.
If you're a patron saint, you're God's delegate. He's just like, here's the shit I don't want to do. Do it for me.
Mm. So, literally everything. What does God do then?
Whoa, Jackson, calm down.
Hold on now.
Someone's getting smitten in his sleep.
Yeah. Well, you just lost half our audience. Thanks, man.
Well, I'm not going to change how I feel about God's laziness.
Wow.
Whoa.
You hear that, God? Jesus. I think you have some smiting to do.
Yeah, step your game up.
You took
now.
Your fedora too, you bitch.
I found something I'm stubborn in. I'm not changing my feelings about this. Fuck God, you lazy son of a bitch.
Okay, see, now this is one of those moments where... Right,
wubba lubba dub dub, I guess.
You're offending me.
See, Jackson, this is one of those moments where I would now usually pretend that I'm super religious or something and defend God against you just for the shits and giggles internally and just watch you blow up in my face. It's fun.
No, I still don't think I'd care. If it's
what's your answer,
you,
Jackson?
I just, well, patron saint of useless hobbies.
Oh, ooh, that's good.
I like that.
What would be a classified useless hobby that you'd be the saint of?
Anything that I've been bullied for on the show. Lego, Star Wars, I'll take anything.
Jackson, patron saint of Star Wars is... That's sad. You're going to get bullied by all the other patron saints.
No, the patron saint of Star Wars is George Lucas. I don't even have that. I'll be the patron saint of Star Wars fans, I guess.
It sucks even more.
It's even worse, yeah.
What about you, Andrew?
Oh, God. I'd be the patron saint of six stunts.
Oh,
so if anyone's going to do like a cool stunt, like jump a gorge or a backflip, they get blessings from me first. I'd do that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You have no qualifications for that.
None whatsoever.
I still like it.
Well, do you think St. Nicholas was a child? No. All right, then.
At some point, perhaps.
Yeah, he had to be a child at some point, Andrew.
Well, I've stepped on a skateboard a couple times. It's fine.
True. I was there for him. He looked like a natural.
Yeah, was he a prostitute, too, at some point?
Yeah, exactly. Was he a sailor? Was he a fucking...
He's a child, man. He's done a lot.
Yeah.
What if... What if you, Andrew, you put on your first little stunt show, though, and die immediately in your first act as patron saint?
Then I'll become a true saint.
Exactly.
Told about in scripture. Yeah. Was St. Nicholas an archer and a thief? Was he a brewer? No.
That sounds cool.
You don't have to do these things to be a patron saint. You just got to think they're cool.
There's no way that you know for sure that they weren't, though. They could have been. I can't dispute it.
All right, yeah,
maybe
on.
He was a jack of all trades, you know, sucking men off for money and then brewing them beer. And,
All right, all right. Look, no, here, I got it. Saint Gerard Magella was the patron saint of women, pregnant women.
Oh, that's good.
And he's a regular ass Italian man.
Well, that just means that a dude who has a pregnancy
fetish.
All right, then. Yeah. But was he a pregnant woman? No, there. You can be the saint of whatever you want. I choose six.
No, but he had more experience with pregnant women than you have no with fear. Six
stunts. I'm the patron saint. I watch six stunts all the time. Come on.
You don't do them, though. He made women pregnant.
Oh, no, he didn't. He was a devout saint. He didn't have sex.
Bullshit.
Whoa, you don't know that.
I'm now the patron saint of hot 20-year-olds, you guys. if you're
That's
changing
fine.
The laws here.
I'm fine with that. Everybody... I'm fine with that. That's totally fine.
Why do you think that he didn't have sex?
Well, I mean, if he was a good, devout clergyman, he wouldn't. But I guess there's hypothetically no way of proving it.
Yeah, like all the priests who didn't touch kids.
Yeah, wasn't the Vatican at some point floating the idea of whether or not they should allow their members to marry and have wives because they couldn't keep their dicks in their pants and mouth fucking choir boys? I think they tried to do that and they said no.
Yeah, that sounds about right, I guess.
I think they got shut down by that new pope they got. Whatever. All right. I don't care anymore. I typed it into DuckDuckGo and immediately lost interest. That's too much work. Wait,
is the pope a saint?
No, I don't believe so.
No. Well, what the fuck is a saint? I mean, can the Pope... I know the Pope, I think, has the authority to declare miracles.
So like it's not an official miracle unless the Pope says so?
Yeah, I think so. Or somebody high up in the chain, they have the authority to declare stuff miracles. I know he declared some shit a miracle like a couple of years back. Some ridiculous nonsense like, I don't know, Jesus
That's
on
a
toast or something. That is a lot of power.
How far do you think the Pope controls? How much like actual what do you call it? Like how much of an impact do you think he actually has on the world? Is there like some kind of shadow organization behind the scenes that he runs or is a part of? Or do you think it's just mostly like a, you know, decorative role?
I think it's mostly just a fucking grift. I don't want to go full Reddit right now.
It can be a grift and also he still has control behind the scenes.
I mean, they clearly have control over, like, even law enforcement shuffling around their pedophile priests from one nation to the other so they don't get caught. They were evading the law for a very long time, you know? They have that power.
Yeah, but if you had that much power, why would you care? Why would you... like want to exonerate or protect like your low-level pedophiles that are in your ranks
because it's like all of them, you know, what are you gonna do suddenly like purge half of your employees? There's a lot of them.
I mean it's good PR. Go, they were pedophiles, we got rid of them.
I like, guess
it's
it
such a lame
PR.
Use Didn't of they... power to save pedophiles.
Didn't the Boy Scouts go bankrupt or something because they literally just had way too many pedophiles and lawsuits? They did file
they
for bankruptcy, right?
I think they have declared bankruptcy, yeah.
Yeah, they filed for bankruptcy because of all the lawsuits. Holy
so does
shit.
That mean you can't be a Boy Scout anymore?
I don't know.
I also don't know.
I mean, do you want to be? It's probably not the best place for a boy to be. But
can I be a Boy Scout now? Or is there
can
a
he file Christianity into bankruptcy? What if the Pope had to declare bankruptcy? That would be fucking hysterical.
Andrew, were you a Boy Scout?
Fuck no. Never. Never wanted to do that. Never would.
You just went out into the woods and like tied shit around, didn't you?
You just learned basic survival skills. Nah, I stayed inside.
Who needs them?
I never left my house ever. Why would I? It's stupid.
Good choice.
Pedophiles out there too.
I'm safe in the house.
Yeah. Why would I need survival skills if I've got running water and electricity?
I sometimes envy those what's it called? Agoraphobes, the guys who have a deadly fear of leaving their homes. And like some governments consider that an actual disability. You guys know this?
Nope.
Is it called agoraphobia? I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. But I didn't know that they consider it a disability.
I think, I don't know. I saw at least one, like, article about it being considered a disability. It's I got so fucking jealous. Like, this dude claims he just can't leave his house. He'll have a heart attack. And so he gets free money from the government. And he can just sit inside all day eating chips and playing video games. Okay. Where do I sign up? I don't like leaving the house.
How is that any different to what we do?
Yeah.
It's paid by the government.
Yeah, he personally fucks over other people in that scenario. That's what he wants.
Which is pretty
cool. I doubt he gets much at all, though. I doubt it's like a basic check. I doubt he can even survive off it.
It's free money. What do you care how much it is? Even if it's like $2, thank you, give me.
Yeah, but he has to stay aside all the time. He has to pretend to live in fear, or he does live in fear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awful. He literally staying inside all the time.
He literally
imagine not having
the
option of going out.
Yeah. If anyone ever catches him, he's fucked. He literally is not allowed to leave his house.
We stay inside a lot because that's our choice. Our body's our choice, but like we can still go out if we wanted to.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do what he's doing at all. I like quite well what we're doing right now.
He could get those novelty glasses with the big nose and like a hat and just disguise himself and leave the house.
Yeah, and then he has to wear that every single time he ever goes outside. Brilliant.
Lucky. Yes. Yeah, imagine if he meets a very pretty woman outside and he's wearing that stupid disguise.
Everything comes at a cost, damn it. It's a good point, dude. Those guys
for
even
what
date?
A minimum wage check.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you acting like there aren't any neets that would absolutely do this if they could? Plenty of people would do this.
I'm not
if
a
he's
neat.
Putting that much. If he's putting that much work into like the disguise system and still going outside, I feel like you just have more, more of a easy time just getting a job.
Yeah, put that effort into a job, make an actual paycheck, and do something.
I mean, can't they do that too? I think some of them, like they all have jobs that they work from home. It's not like they're all bums, but the one example that I was talking about is just the one that was collecting disability checks. The others, they do like, I don't know, write technical manuals and shit for a living.
Well, the literal definition is no education, employment, or training. So by definition, a neet is not allowed to have a job.
Oh, I thought a neet was just a term for like a sexless virgin or something.
No, it means no education, employment, or training. So you're basically just a leech. You don't do anything. You're not currently in training. You don't have a job and you don't have a good education. Or rather, you're not in education.
Aren't neets... Mm-hmm. I mean, at what point do you become a neet, though? Like, what's the age where it starts? Because, you know, a 19-year-old is not a neet just because he doesn't have a job, in my opinion. But if you're 45 and you haven't had a job ever and you still live with your mom, that's a neet.
No? Hello? I don't know. I don't know. What do you want? I'm the patron saint of neets. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I also don't really know what that
is
means.
Is there a patron saint of neets? Is there like an anime patron saint? I wonder.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Why did any of us
Holy
choose patron
shit.
Saint of anime?
Saint Francis Xavier is the patron saint of Japan.
Hey. Oh my God.
How the fuck does that work? How do you become the patron saint of a different country?
They're expanding. They really like them there.
I was going to say the patron saint of neets in anime would be Moot, the guy who founded 4chan.
Holy, this
Andrew,
is...
Andrew, I'm pretty sure there's actually like a myth in Japan that Jesus went there and died, and they've got like a little burial site for him over in Japan. Like a city of Japanese, there's like a Christian city, like a city based around Christianity. And they say that like Jesus went there when he died, and that's where his burial site is.
Well, aren't there always discrepancies over where Jesus was buried and died? Aren't there always just fights and idea? Yeah.
Whether or not where he was born, if he was born, if he existed. Yeah. It turns out this is a very contentious topic.
Yeah, we're bringing up like the most like hotly debated thing on Earth. It's like where specifically these things happened and all of this and that.
Well, it didn't happen. Didn't you hear Kaya?
That's fair. You got me.
He disproved the existence of God.
No, I proved it. I'm religious now for the sake of the argument. Hey, you guys remember when Reddit, like 10 years ago or so, Reddit removed the atheism subreddit from the front page and they had a collective meltdown? They thought some religious nut took over Reddit and they got bought out or something. And now there's going to be this purge of atheists from the website. They were so pissed off. I wish I could like look up archives of this. They got so mad.
Do you think do you think religion in general is going to die?
I think eventually, yeah.
I feel like more and more younger people in general are not religious.
I think traditional forms of religion and like cultures of it will, but I don't think spiritualism will ever die. I think that's always going to be inherent in human nature.
Oh, yeah.
But as for like, you got to go to stuff like you got to go to church every Sunday and, you got to do this and that. Or even like certain holidays, I think eventually will have no meaning. But I don't think the idea
people
of religion
need to
itself.
Pray. People are prone to worship. If it's not Jesus, they're going to worship some bitch on OnlyFans. It's just it's sad. I don't think it's going away.
Yeah, that's profound.
I didn't think of that.
Thanks.
Jesus was just an early adopter of OnlyFans.
Jesus was the first TikToker.
Oh, man. Yeah,
imagine if, in like future history books, they describe Jesus as the first content creator. That's gonna suck. I hate that term so much, content creator.
It's so much better than influencer, though. Influencer is the yuckiest term.
Yeah, it really is. Fucking influencer, social media influencer, like when they add words to the beginning of it too to puff up their resume.
Yeah,
social media influencer. Fuck you. You have an Instagram and people follow you because you have a hot ass. It's like get over yourself.
So I went on the atheism subreddit just now and I wanted to see like what the biggest posts of all time were to see just you know what flies through here as incredible news. And Kaya, you'll like this one. There was a teenager who was 19-year-old who killed a pedophile priest by ramming a crucifix down his throat until he died.
Jesus. Wow, I love that, actually. Yeah, you're right. That is awesome. Holy shit, look at John Wick over here.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I thought you'd like that one.
That is pretty badass.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Reddit. So, you guys know that one subreddit called Child Free where... You know, salty, lonely, loveless, neat losers, they like go outside and they see a happy couple with their children playing and they get into the seething fit of rage and they go on Reddit and they fucking cry about it in their little echo chamber subreddit about how children are evil. Did you guys know that they also have an animal equivalent to that?
No.
Animal hating subreddit?
There are subreddits... There are subreddits called Dog Free and Cat Free. So let me, somebody sent me screenshots of this. I think it was Noobers, so thank you. Parents on this sub, do you make sure your children avoid shows with dogs in them? Also, do you teach them to dislike dogs? What I mean is if you see a dog on a show they're watching, do you turn it off? Because I think this is where the issues all began. Disney/kids programs humanizing animals and such. I don't think it's natural for a human to feel affectionate towards dogs, and I believe that it is taught. I always wonder whether I would be an asshole for teaching my future children to avoid dogs and that they are unfriendly. I don't care for dogs, and I definitely don't ever want to own one. In fact, I think it's neglect to have any animals whilst you have an infant in the home.
God, there's the amount of fucking losers in the world is so impressive. Yeah. It's just so impressive to be such a fucking worthless loser like that. I can't believe it.
And they're all on Reddit. Here's another one. Dogs in unnecessary places online. Hi, all. I'm a longtime lurker, yada yada. I work in IT and there's a lot of downtime during the pandemic where I work since I'm working from home. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know what? Actually, that looks like a boring one. I did it. I left him because of his dog. We've been together for almost a year. He had the dog before we met, and I hated the beast for multiple reasons. Other than that, we were perfect for each other, and we never argued. He knew I didn't like the dog, so he told me a couple of times that he would not hesitate to get rid of it if it meant he could keep me. So, he's an asshole. He's a piece of... Look, if you dump your fucking pet because of a new girl you're dating, you're an asshole. You're a piece of shit. And by the way, you shouldn't take that as a compliment if you're the person, you know, who made him dump the pet. Like, clearly he has no loyalties. He's going to dump you just as fast if it benefits him.
Yeah, He's gonna dump you for a new dog.
This is the same argument why you should never date a cheater. Like, even if you're the one that she's cheating with, like, she's gonna cheat on you too, dummy.
If she'll, what is it? If she'll cheat for you, she'll cheat on you, I think is the expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If she'll cheat with you, she'll cheat on you.
That's the one, yeah.
Yep.
So
if she'll cheat, she'll cheat.
It continues. But I didn't want to be the reason he got rid of the dog because I knew that one day he would blame me for it. So I left him. And boy, did I hope there was another way. I read about it, talked about it 100 times with my friends, and every time I came to the conclusion that leaving him was the best solution for him and me. It freaking hurts. I cry every single day, and I still believe he was the love of my life, but I think I made the right decision. Dumping a guy because he has a dog.
I'm so miserable and upset, and my life is literally nothing but worse. But I think I made the right decision. Jesus,
I think she did too.
What a moron.
Obviously she did. Obviously
I'm miserable
she did.
And unhappy.
Doubts over a fucking dog.
And I'm lonely, and everything about this is wrong, and nothing good has come from it. But I made the right decision. Yeah.
People say that after every breakup.
I know she's trying to justify it. What a fucking idiot.
He was my soulmate. Even as a child,
hang on. He might have been her soulmate if he was wearing MeUndies. Do you guys agree?
Agree.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you're listening out there and you have a dog or a cat or you dislike dogs or you dislike anything. It doesn't matter because we can all universally come together in a giant worldwide spanning handshake and say we love MeUndies because we love MeUndies.
Yeah.
MeUndies is doing a lot of things for love. They're giving that love back by making extra cheesy pairs of underwear for Valentine's Day. It's okay. Aww. You can buy it. They have a V-Day collection of undies, loungewear, and more so that you and your Valentine can match through all of this coming romance season stuff. Show that special someone how much you care and say the three words they want to hear, match my undies. And if you're single, no problem. You can show yourself love and feel amazing that you love yourself. And you should love yourself. And if you out there maybe have a little bit low self-esteem, maybe you wake up and go, gosh, I don't feel very good. Oh, I'm not very attractive. Oh, I should lose some weight. I don't care. Because you can put on a pair of MeUndies and look in the mirror and you will instantly gain 400 points in attractiveness. That's mm-hmm. how they work. That is how good this underwear is. And if you're somehow, I don't know, maybe an agoraphobic, you got a little problem here with buying stuff and going, well, what if I don't like it? What if I change my mind? You will get free returns, no questions asked, no caveats if you don't like their underwear. Now, you might think that that's a great deal already. Oh, I can just return it if I don't like it. Let me go buy some. Well, hang on, Skippy. Slow down. You can also get 15% off and free shipping at MeUndies.com/official. That's MeUndies.com/official for 15% off. Recently, my girlfriend also signed up on there. She chose the surprise me option for the patterns and colors. Just they send you like random stuff. She got two random pairs. One of them was black. One of them was green, I think. She loves it. So even if you're a woman.
Was she surprised?
She was. She was very surprised. Nice. She went, I didn't know they had green. I went, yeah, they do. So even if you're not like us being strong men, even if you happen to be a woman, you can get some nice underwear there, too.
Dude,
yeah.
Imagine being a dude and you have a cute pet and MeUndies. I would, you know, I'd ride that dick.
No woman would ever be able to leave you.
Yeah, exactly. What you should do is put dogs on your underwear so that way you can show that you love dogs and you're not a fucking idiot. And that's also the same kind of person that we get 15% off by going to MeUndies.com/official with free shipping.
We all love MeUndies.
We all
They're
legitimately
so
do love MeUndies. I still wear those polar bear ones
They're
every
comfy.
Now and then. They are very comfy.
Say it, Charlie.
They're very, I mean, it's literally all I wear.
Yeah. I've seen them.
They're the reason I
we,
have,
sorry. Go ahead. Well, I was going to bring up, I'll just do it because it's part of the ad read. A lot of people give us a bunch of shit. They're like, oh, the guys, they don't even participate in the ads. They're just spewing bullshit. Charlie and I, when we did that movie, we changed into our costumes, and I saw that man wears MeUndies. It's real.
That is all
totally
my
true,
underwear
man.
Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Like they're the reason I have to turn off my webcam when I get off, when I get up to like go pee and such, because I am always in my underwear. They're cozy. I never need anything else. I don't want anything else. I love them.
Yeah, they're great.
All right. We continue with the dog hate, you boys. So, somebody says, even the word dog is infuriating. So I hope they listen to this. Anyone else feel this way?
How fucking stupid do you have to be to get triggered over the word dog? Do you not have anything going on in your life where you fucking log into Reddit each day to make a fucking thread about fucking how you hate the word dog?
Yeah.
It's no, so that's sad. Why they're on Reddit.
It's not sad. Fuck those people. Fuck them.
No, it's still sad.
To have that much hate. It's not sad. That's what social media is for, though.
Social media is just a window to vent your hate on whatever you have it on at the moment.
Hang on, guys.
But over the word dog?
It gets better. Jackson, let him explain why. If I hear some dog nutter so much as say the word dog, or even if I say it in my head, in my mind's ear, it makes me want to put my fucking head through the wall. Not only do these creatures look disgusting, act disgusting, smell disgusting, and sound disgusting, but even the word for them is just as disgusting as the animals themselves. I legitimately believe that our ancestors saw them as a necessary evil to do dumb muscle manual labor, and had the common sense to realize how opportunistic and gross they are, so these folks came up with the most horrendous sounding word possible.
God, what an actual idiot.
Jesus Christ.
What a complete fucking misunderstanding of the relationship of dog and man. Jesus fucking Christ.
They're so now, mad.
Now, Kyle, what's funny, though, have you checked out the Cat Free subreddit? Because it has a very opposite tone. A lot of it is just like, I love dogs and animals, but cats are annoying. Fuck them.
Okay, like, I don't have any of those screenshots. I'll read my last dog screenshot, and then you can grace us with some cat hate.
Sure.
So Jackson, you know, that guy hated the word dog. But how do you feel about the term man's best friend? Now, even as a child, I couldn't stand the term man's best friend. I've been uncomfortable around dogs since childhood. I've always had this intuitive feeling that I was in danger being around a dog. Whenever there was any kind of dog around me, I felt incredibly uneasy. What a bitch. The smell was intolerable, the panting, the constant jerky movements. This too was before I had been charged at several times, even knocked down once when I was 8 years old.
No!
Oh,
no!
Hate crimed.
No!
The hate crimed my doggy. This too, you know, the sad part is that the dog probably just wanted to play.
Yeah, fucking move on. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Sticking to 8-year-old trauma. Jesus.
This too, you didn't get mouth pumped by a priest. Like, get over it. It was just a puppy. This too was before I had been charged. I grew up in the late 90s, which unfortunately was the peak for pro-dog garbage like Air Bud and All Dogs Go to Heaven. I remember looking forward to the movie nights held in my elementary school gymnasium, and sometimes they would pay these propaganda films and I would go along for the sake of spending time with my friends. But I remember feeling so irritated because I already did not like dogs. I couldn't stand seeing the amount of worship and celebration they received, when to me they were filthy, dangerous, and obnoxious. It was through these films that I first heard the man's best friend term. And I just remember feeling the sense of being an outsider, a freak. Yes.
Because
you are.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't like dogs when they were being so highly regarded by society. I thought that there had to be something wrong with me. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. And the inherent misogyny of using the term man.
Oh, my fucking
And not
God.
Human. Even worse, I loathed the fact that this phrase was encouraging people to get more dogs and that I would have to encounter more dogs. It's truly the tyranny of the majority.
Good God. I understand people avoiding dogs for whatever reason. Maybe they were attacked and they have trauma. Yeah, maybe they don't like dog hair. Maybe they're allergic. Maybe they just find them annoying at the time.
It's when they make it their whole fucking personality.
That's
and
all
identity.
Totally fine. But if you're a dumb human being who's so goddamn stuck up his own ass, you don't realize that people like dogs for many, many reasons. And the bond that they've had with them is literally thousands and thousands of years old. It's like, how stupid can you be?
And
what
you
fuck?
Log onto Reddit to make fucking thread after thread about how you're so special and unique.
I know.
There's such melodramatic, vile retards. Like, just hit us with some cat hate, Andrew.
So cat hate, which I find cat hate really, really funny, because cat hate is like the opposite spectrum. So people on the dog subreddit, they're like, oh God, these vile, disgusting beasts. How dare they roam the same earth as us? I fucking despise them. The cat hate subreddit is mostly, haha, cats scratch you. That's annoying. I don't like when cats like knock over my jar. on the counter. They're jerks.
They are really
struggling to find reasons to hate cats beyond just, yep, they're jerks. Everyone knows that. There's one of their top voted posts of all time. It's a picture of 10 different cats, and it goes, here's all the cat breeds, and they're all labeled asshole. And it's like, wow, you really got them. Take that, true, idiots.
Okay, you know what? I like that subreddit now. It speaks to me. They are assholes.
It's just assholes that we love. It's just self. What's the term where you make fun of yourself? Self-deprecating humor for cat owners. Depreciation. That's all it is.
Depreciation.
Yeah, that's it. One of their like hardest hitting ones is so specific. It's one of those memes where it's like pills that are hard to swallow, and it just says your cat just killed an endangered bird before it returned home. Got him! Take that, cat owners! You fucked up for having this cat, you goddamn moron! It's such a different fucking culture.
Oh. It's because even people who love cats like admit that they're fucking assholes.
They're dickheads. They're selfish. That's their nature. Cats were bred to be loners and take care of themselves. Oh,
not my cats.
Oh, this is the funniest shit. Australian feral cats on the hunt. This is literally just a fucking topographical map of how many feral cats are in Australia. That's it.
I don't like reading about shit like that.
That's it. That's the whole post. That's the best argument they have against cats. Oh no, there's a lot of them. Shit.
There is a lot of cats.
So,
God, there's this one. All right. Oh God. So this is the original post. Meanwhile, my cat is an outdoor cat. He goes outside and stays out for most of the day. Most of the time, he only comes back once or twice a day to eat, and that's it. That being said, when he sleeps at home, you lie next to him and give him as much attention as you want. My cat personally doesn't ask for attention unless it's for food, but it depends on how he was looked at after and trained. So, the cat hates subreddit. The title for this is, "No, dude, this isn't your cat. It's a stray that visits you regularly for food, and that's all it wants from you." It's like, yeah, that's how some cats are. What are you hating on? What is this subreddit? That's what cats do. They just explore. They don't care. Why are you so mad? It's so funny. I'm having a great time on this subreddit. You can stay depressed on the dog one, Kaya. I'm going to stay on the cat one because this is brightening my day. This is great.
No, I'm not going to keep reading this. It's just depressing me. Just thinking about the state of humanity. The absolute state of humanity. You're hating on puppies? Really? That's what we're doing now? Holy shit.
It's so special and unique.
Fucking Kim Jong-un doesn't have his own subreddit where they just hate on him. But fucking dogs do? Are you for real? You losers.
It is impressive. Reddit is just a nice cesspool full of the most deranged losers. There's a subreddit for every dumb fucking belief.
It just attracts so many people. It's bound to happen by numbers.
My most hated subreddit?
Yeah, like what subreddit do you know of that you find the most pathetic and Reddit-like?
Fuck.
So many come to mind.
I can't even think of like a good one off the top of my head except for something like Kickstarter shitters or shitty Kickstarters, whatever it was. I didn't remember if it was Kickstarter shitters or shitty Kickstarters, but...
Why is that one bad?
No, that one's good. That's like the... When I think of a good subreddit, that's the one that comes to mind.
Okay.
Any of you other guys?
I can't think of any.
Jackson, Andrew, got a favorite subreddit you hate?
I
don't frequent subreddits. I just scroll front page.
I thought we were going through ones that we like. Yeah, the only subreddits I ever subscribe to and read are the, like, Daily Facts ones. Like, Today I Learned and shit. Just the little educational ones. That's literally all I use Reddit for.
Oh, I do get increasingly frustrated over r/ like relationships and relationship advice when every single thread is just break up with him.
Yeah.
It's just like my boyfriend leaves the milk out on the counter sometimes. And the top comment is like, break up with him, he's abusive. Like, what the fuck? What happened to communication?
And it's always like the moderators chiming in. Like, oh yeah, break up with him. Yeah. Fuck, man. Fuck. He's such a misogynist piece of shit. This is a patriarchy. And then you look at the person's profile. She's like 600 pounds. You go,
as,
oh, no wonder.
As the moderator of this subreddit, I'm locking this thread because there were people coming in here realizing that they shouldn't break up with them. And that's just not right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though the whole point of this subreddit is discussion and talking about the issue, if you don't think they should break up, you're wrong and not allowed to speak. It's always a classic.
Anything on Reddit where you're asking questions and relying on Redditors to answer them or give you advice is an absolute shit show.
Yeah, advice.
Why would
specific.
You go to Reddit for advice?
Reddit is decent for quick questions where it's like, hey, I Googled this and couldn't find it. How do I do it? Like, sometimes you'll get people going, oh, it's just this. But if you ever want advice, never go to Reddit. It's the fucking worst.
It's the worst. What I also hate is that it populates the search results when you're trying to actually find the answer to something, Andrew. Like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. You know that feeling when you're looking up something very obscure, like you're maybe trying to get a ROM for an old emulator to run or something, and you Google it, and the first result is a like 20-year-old forum post with the solution, and you're like, yes, MVP right here. He saved my fucking day 20 years ago. But the top results are oftentimes Reddit. And then you click on it, hoping for a solution to whatever obscure problem you have. 99% of the posts have been removed. Just removed. And that was fucking brackets. Either banned or the user doesn't exist anymore or moderator banned them or some shit. It's so... God damn it. Fucking Reddit.
That does remind me of one of my pet hates of just the internet in general, is whenever I would look up like technical advice for a computer problem I was having or a software problem, like with Premiere Pro, I would always find fucking posts from people asking the same question, and then like they comment eventually saying, all right, don't worry guys, I fixed it. That's it. That's the end of the fucking chain.
Yeah, without the solution, right? I know that feeling. You fucking asshole.
That's such a common internet gripe.
God, I fucking hated that shit.
It's like, oh, this guy has the exact obscure error code that I got. I'll fix it. Don't worry. What? How?
That one's always frustrating.
You know what kills me more, though? It's very related. The one that drives me insane. It's where you go to a thread and let's say you're trying to do something on your phone. And it's like, oh, I keep opening the settings menu and it crashes. Well, let me restart it. No, that's not fixing it. Let me relaunch this. No, let me check for updates. No. All right, let me go to the thread, type in, okay, this is crashing. It's not working. And then you scroll down and it says top solution, one voted by users, best pick. They go, restart the phone and update the app. It's like, oh, thanks. Good.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I kind of feel not ambivalent, but I kind of see why that is oftentimes the top response or the first thing. Like when... You're right. So, you know, because when you call tech support or something, you have a problem. The first thing they tell you, did you try restarting the router? Did you unplug it and plug it back in? Because 99% of the callers, people like my mom who doesn't even know what a router is. And
but
that
you
is
would
actually
think if you get
solution.
That deep into the Googling, they would start providing alternative solutions rather than that, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you have the technical herewithal to be able to post on a forum, I think you've probably, you know, done the basics.
Somebody posted it in our chat, the link to a website. So shout out to Stack Overflow. If you have a tech problem, they are the MVP in that business. They always have a solution. Mm-hmm. That's a good fucking site.
I agree.
I don't know the topic, but I forgot. Jesus. How much time do we have left?
The dog's got to go out, so let's get like one more topic and wrap. Tetra's giving me like a 1,000-mile stare right now, wondering why I haven't let her out yet.
Why do you have a dog, dude? Like, even the word is repulsive.
If any of those people are listening and watching, they just had a fucking heart attack. She's still here looking at the camera. She's still here.
They're rationalizing it. They're like, maybe Tetra's his cousin from out of town. Ha ha ha.
Take a photo of her and put it on that sub.
She needs to be shown where the bathroom is. She's foreign. That's it.
Uh-huh. Man, she is like a looming presence right now.
Look at the soulless little bitch. I hate her so much. I'd break up with my girlfriend if it got rid of it. Lorks. Any of you guys got a topic?
Yeah. Andrew, Charlie, fight about Hitman.
Oh, yeah.
We talked a little bit about it.
Yeah, I thought it was very disappointing.
Okay.
It's definitely more of the same. It's, I don't know, I guess because I like 2 so much, I kind of was fine with 3 being a lot more of the same, but I liked it.
I don't really understand that complaint, since Hitman 2 itself was just a continuation of the Hitman 2016. They added a few new tools and such, but
they didn't even do that here.
They're basically just, just expansion packs.
One of the big things they did with 2 from 1 is they overhauled the UI and added a lot of quality of life fixes and made the game just smoother and easier to play.
Sorry, to add to your point just real quick, I like that you can play the first Hitman in the second one's engine. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, well, you can also play the first and second in the third game. Yeah.
All 3. So, it's super smooth on console.
So anyway, the thing they did between 1 and 2 is a lot of quality of life fixes and a lot of like smoothing out the game and making things easier to do and presentation-wise, but admittedly, in 3, as far as I can tell, the only thing they changed was they added a camera mechanic for certain things.
Quite literally the only thing they did. There was no graphical updates or overhauls or anything at all, not even the slightest tweak to anything in the game. It is 2 carbon copied with just a camera.
Not accurate. There was new graphical features.
There was not. There was, I watched the comparison.
There was new lighting methods.
But who honestly really cares?
Subsurface scattering. But apart from that,
But
it was 2 years, and again, it's still in the same engine. It still looks good. I don't get the complaint that like it needs to graphically change itself.
For 2 years, you would expect them to add like maybe a couple more gadgets or maybe some new mechanics to use in their new maps.
I agree.
Graphics.
The way that I reviewed the game is, if you like Hitman and just basically wanted a big DLC pack, then this is perfect. But if you're expecting a big new game, not really.
Is it DLC price?
More of a good thing is still a good thing.
Yeah, but you can say the same thing about sports games. Like, the FIFA 12 was so good. I'm glad we've gotten 8 more of those.
But that's literally the same
game.
So
is this, Jackson. The only change is
it's not.
It's
just
different maps.
It's the same. The exact same game with updated rosters. At least with Hitman, there's entirely new maps.
This is the exact same game with updated maps. It's the same thing.
But the maps are literally the entire game.
Yeah, that's what makes the game different. Yeah.
So does the roster in a sports game. That makes the teams different.
Not at all.
It does.
If you named every single person in a basketball game generic man and you put them in 20 and 2021, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the games. But if I took generic man and dropped him in a Hitman map, I could tell you what game it's from.
And you could do different things in between those.
Well, what can you do differently in Hitman 3 you couldn't do in 2?
Well, mechanics-wise, like I said, they didn't really change anything, just the camera. But as for the maps, they're all completely new and different.
You're making Charlie's point, I think. I don't know. I never got into the... I tried to play 2 on the PlayStation. And it's very fun, but it gets... It's also very repetitive, man. You sneak up on a guy, kill him or knock him out, take his clothing, sneak up, take clothing, sneak up, take clothing, sneak up, take clothing, repeat until infinity.
That's just how you're playing it. The whole point of Hitman is there's like 1,000 ways to do it. You could do suit only, which means you're not allowed to take only, and there's achievements in the game for that. You could do true stealth, which means you're not even allowed to be seen. You could do, there's a bunch of ways to do it.
I was playing the Mumbai level last night, trying to finish up a speedrun route. And basically what it equated to was I poisoned a tea at the start of the map that the guy then drinks 2 minutes later. Like he just goes on a route and drinks tea. So that poisoned him. And then the 2 other targets, I made them meet up underneath a boat that was hanging on top of a building. And I just shot that out and it collapsed on top of them.
Yeah.
And I did that all from, the starting area.
The whole
There's just
fun
so many different ways to tackle it.
Hitman is a sandbox stealth game. They give you a target, and they say, okay, go kill them, and you can do whatever the fuck you want.
And I wish that they would actually make new things in the game instead of keeping it the same for the last 10 years.
10 years? Yeah. Hitman 2016 only came out 4 years ago.
It's an exaggeration. I just wish they would at least try and make things better.
Keep in mind, they also made 3 full games in 4 years.
Yeah, 2 years is not really that long for game development.
2 years is a pretty long time for most games. What do you mean?
Not anymore.
That's like No. For franchises, that's normal development time. Look at how much things change between the Assassin's Creed games. Yeah. That's like a yearly release.
That's two different development studios. No, but that's
different studios. Yeah. They're working on those for more than 2 years.
Yeah. Same thing with Call of Duty. You could argue Call of Duty is a yearly release, but there's three different studios working on the game. Yeah.
I don't know. Hitman's,
most games have like a 3 to 4 for
the
game.
The developer, the CEO of the company is Turkish. I didn't know that.
So I'm not at all saying that it's like excusable completely. I will openly admit they should have added more gameplay and it is more of the same. But at the same time, I think the maps they constructed and the stories are really good and interesting.
I'm not super far into Hitman 3 since I've been replaying the first two, but the Dartmoor level, I thought that was creative and different. They tried something different.
Is that the murder mystery one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one because it's completely optional. You can go in the mansion and you can become the detective and do a literal completely optional murder mystery, or you can just sneak around and shoot the woman in the head and leave. You don't even have to do it.
Plus, the comedy aspect of the game is so great. I love Agent 47's quips to things as well.
Yeah.
And just the situations you can put him in.
Yeah.
I really like the game.
I will admit I am biased on the game because I just really, really love the core gameplay. I think an open world stealth assassin game is fucking hilarious and always fun to play. But I'm not going to defend it too hard because I admit Charlie's got, I agree with a lot of Charlie's points, basically.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right.
Alrighty, let's wrap. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this week's episode. Patreon.com/theofficialpodcast if you want bonuses. I'm uploading 2 new bonus episodes right now. Mm. A double feature going up today.
That's crazy, Jackson.
As soon as someone sends it to me.
It would really help us if you leave us a nice review on Apple iTunes and such. Leave like a 5-star review talking about how much you love your pets.
Hmm. Or how we're the patron saint of podcasts.
Ooh. That'd be
cool. Yeah.
Yeah.